بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the class on the important matters or important lessons for the Ummah. And we have reached now chapter number 8, and this is about the obligations of Salah. And the obligations of Salah are 8. First, all the takbirat other than takbiratul ihram. All the takbirat other than takbirat al-ihram. Because takbirat al-ihram is a pillar. And if you may ask, what is the meaning of wajibat? What is wajibat? What is a wajib? The wajib in salah is that action or saying if dropped can be compensated, dropped due to forgetfulness, can be compensated by performing the sujood of forgetfulness. And you heard me saying, if dropped by way of forgetfulness, but it does not drop if done intentionally. There are 8. The first one is all the takbirat other than takbirat al-ihram, because takbirat al-ihram is a rukun, is a pillar. And this is based upon the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, who described seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam making takbir in every movement down, going down, and every lifting, and every standing upright, and in every sujood, in every qu'ud, in every sitting. These takbirat are also known as takbiratul intiqal, the takbirat of intiqal. Intiqal meaning movement from a position to another. And also the Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِذَا كَبَّرَ الْإِمَامُ فَكَبِّرُوا. If the imam makes takbir, then you do the same. You make takbir. And the Prophet ﷺ continued to make the takbir in all of his prayers. So these are the takbirat of movement upon moving from a position of rukun to another position of rukun. The second one is saying سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. This is for the imam and for the one who prays alone. There is an opinion that it is also for the ma'moom. So this is سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. This is a wajib, an obligation. After lifting from ruku', and the Prophet ﷺ used to say that, as in the hadith of Abi Huraira in Al-Bukhari and in Muslim. And in Sahih Al-Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, and if he, meaning the imam, says, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ, then say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. The third wajib is saying ربنا ولك الحمد for all, for the imam, for the ma'moom, and for the one praying alone, because of the hadith of Abi Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه.
إذا قال الإمام سمع الله لمن حمده فقولوا اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد. When the imam during the prayer says Allah hears him who praises him, say Our Lord, all the praises are for you. فإن وافق قوله قول الملائكة غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. So for if the saying of any one of you coincides with the saying of the angels, his past sins will be forgiven.
So what is the meaning of سمع الله لمن حمده? It means Allah has certainly heard him who praises him. Allah has certainly heard him who praises him, who praises Allah. And what does رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ mean? It means, and to you, meaning Allah, our Rabb, the praise is due. The fourth wajib is the saying of Subhana Rabbi al-Azim fi ruku' in ruku'. To say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim in ruku'. What does this mean? It means far removed from every imperfection is my Rabb, the Great. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. To be said in ruku', based on the hadith of Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu, who said, I prayed with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he used to say in his ruku', Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, meaning declaring Allah far removed from every imperfection. Far removed from every imperfection is my Rabb, the Great. The sixth one, saying, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la fi sujood. Saying, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in sujood. What does it mean? It means far removed from every imperfection is my Rabb, the Supreme, the Most High. Far removed from every imperfection is my Rabb, the Most High, the Supreme. And this is based upon the hadith of Hudhayfa, where he mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ said this in his sujood, in his prostration. It is affirmed from seven of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, and may Allah be pleased with all of them, that he used to say in his ruku' Subhana Rabbi al-Azim three times. And it has been also confirmed from seven of the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and may Allah be pleased with all of them, that he used to say in his sujood Subhana Rabbi al-A'la three times. The next one is the recitation of Rabbi ighfir li bayna sajdatayn. The recitation of Rabbi ighfir li, my Rabb, forgive me, between the prostrations. Between the prostrations. And this is also based on the hadith of Hudhayfa, which is reported in Al-Nasa'i and Ibn Majah, that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي رب اغفر لي، رب اغفر لي. My Rab, forgive me. My Rab, forgive me. My Rab, forgive me. بين السجدتين, between the prostrations. The next واجب is التشهد الأول. التشهد الأول, which is the recitation of the first تشهد. Recitation of the first تشهد. Based on the hadith, كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأ في كل ركعتين التحية. He صلى الله عليه وسلم used to recite after each two rak'ah, after two rak'ah, recite التحية. And in his saying صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا قعدتم في كل ركعتين فقولوا التحيات. When you sit after each two rak'ah, then you recite التحيات, as related in النسائي and أحمد. The last one is, the eighth one is الجلوس له. We said the recitation of the first تشهد, and the next one is sitting for the first تشهد. Because he صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded the person who did not perform his salah properly to do so. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم used to sit after used to sit in the تشهد after finishing the second rak'ah, as reported in An-Nasa'i with good chain of narration. So these are the eight ones. Let's go over them again. The first is all the takbirat other than takbirat al-ihram, because takbirat al-ihram is a pillar. Second is the recitation of سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. Allah has certainly heard him who praises him. The third is the recitation of رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ, and to you our Rabb the praise is due. Fourth is recitation of سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمُ in ruku', far removed from every imperfection is my Lord, my Rabb, the Great. And the fifth is the recitation of Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, far removed from every imperfection is my Rabb, the Supreme. This is during the sujood or prostration. And sixth is the recitation of Rabbi ighfirli, my Rabb, forgive me. This is during the sujood or prostration, the recitation of رَبِّ اغْفِرْنِي between the سَجْدَتَيْن. And seventh, the sitting for the first تشهد. And the eighth, the recitation of the first تشهد. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. And inshallah in the next chapter, chapter number 9, we will discuss التحيات completely, its wording and its meaning, and the dua which follows it. Then in chapter 9 we will talk about the sunan of salah, the sunan of the salah. And then in chapter 11 we will talk about the invalidators of salah. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.